We see in Sefer Yirmiyah how much Yirmiyah suffered from people that wanted to hurt him. People wanted to kill him, it says. So the Pasuk says, and this is the Gemara in Baba Basra, toward the bottom of Daf Tesamid Beis, the Ashen Zapasik, that Yirmiyah was davening to Hashem that all those people that Hashem want, all the people that wanted to hurt him, Hashem should take care of them and punish them and kill them, that they shouldn't be able to take Yirmiyah's life. And then the Gemara says an incredible thing. I urge you to look it up. It's in Yirmiyah, Perek Yud Ches, and Basra Teslam and Beis. It's five lines from the bottom of the Amid. The Gemara brings the pasuk that Yirmiyah said, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'yiyu mukhshalim lefanecha. They should be nichshal in front of you. All these people that want to kill me, Hashem, please make them stumble before you. So the Gemara explains, what does that mean, they should stumble? Zalta Gemara, Amar Yirmiyah lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yirmiyah said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono shel Olam, afilu b'shah shekoyfen es Yitzron. Even at the time when these people, they go ahead and they conquer the Yetzahara, umevakshin lasois tzedakah lefanecha, and they want to do tzedakah. They decided they want to give tzedakah. So Yirmiyah said, Hashem, I daven to you, please hechshilam, make them stumble, bivnei adam she'enon mehuganin, that they should stumble to give tzedakah to people that are not true aniyim and don't really need the money, kedei shelo yikablu aleihem tzchar, in order that they shouldn't get tzchar for it. And it's mevuya klar in this Gemara that Yirmiyah was davening and he said, Hashem, please punish them. Please punish these people so they shouldn't kill me. But Yirmiyah had a problem. He said he knew that if they're going to go ahead and give tzedakah to real causes, that's going to save them. That's going to save them. If they're going to give tzedakah to real aniyim, that is going to save them. They won't be punished. So Yirmiyah said, Hashem, please, even if they decide from the goodness of their heart that they want to give tzedakah, Hashem, please send them people that are not true aniyim. This way they won't get tzchar and they won't get saved. Unfortunately, we'll talk about it. Why Yirmiyah was allowed to daven for that? Like because they were trying to kill him. Shal pekuch nefesh. That's why he was daven. So you see from this Gemara two fascinating things. Number one, you see that people that wanted to kill Yirmiyah HaNavi and people that Yirmiyah was davening that Hashem should punish them. Yirmiyah needed to say, he didn't just say Hashem, punish them no matter what, even if they give tzedakah. Because that's an impossible thing, it seems, from this Gemara. If they're going to give true tzedakah, then even if Hashem wants to punish them, but if they're going to give the tzedakah, they're going to get saved. Yirmiyah had to daven, Hashem, please make sure that real aniyim don't come to them. Because if real true aniyim are going to come to them, then it's automatic. Hashem created the world that if they're going to give those real poor people, they're going to automatically be saved. So Yirmiyah needed to daven to Hashem that Hashem, please don't let them do tzedakah. He's talking to Hashem, let him just say, even if they get tzedakah, punish them, they want to kill me. No. He needed to say, Hashem, please make that they shouldn't give real tzedakah. Because that's an automatic thing, that if they give real tzedakah, they're going to be saved. The power of tzedakah. Number two, you see that if someone has to be careful to give to the right places. Because if you're not giving to a true ani, even though the Lashon HaGemara is even when they go ahead and they conquer their Yetzirah and they want to give tzedakah, but if they're not going to hit the right address, they're not going to get that special tzedakah tatzel nimavis. They're not going to get that protection from tzedakah. Even though machshava toiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarf lemaisa, but the protection of tzedakah, that tzedakah saves someone, even if they deserve punishment, that's only if they hit the right cause. All causes of tzedakah, we have so many beautiful causes, but it goes without saying, like we spoke in the last share, that the best cause to give tzedakah is when you're following the Shulchan Aruch, how the Shulchan Aruch says to give tzedakah. And especially the Shulchan Aruch saying to give tzedakah and the Goyin and all the Mefarshim are bringing that tzachiv deraisa to give your relatives first. So if somebody's giving tzedakah and they're giving to their relatives first, that's the truest form of tzedakah. The Chassam Sofer writes in a tshuva, he has a whole shaila, if someone giving a lot of tzedakah, but he's not giving to his relatives, He's clearing that you're allowed to force the person to give those relics because it's Allah, you kaif it on tzedakah. So the Chacham Sofer is saying clear that even though it's a chiv deraisa to give your relative first, Chacham Sofer says we can't force because he's not being over a lav. You only force on the lav, and not being over a lav not giving tzedakah. Even though he's being mevatel the mitzvah asaseh, the way to give tzedakah. So therefore, a person, we want protection from tzedakah. In order to get the extra super protection of tzedakah, is to do tzedakah. We'll always get tzedakah. As long as we do tzedakah to the right people, we're going to get the protection of tzedakah. But it goes without saying that the better we're mekayim the tzedakah, the more protection we get. So if we're doing the first chiv, it's halacha and shulchan aruch and your ideya, simen, reish, nun aleph, siv gimel, that you're chayiv to give tzedakah to your relatives first. So doing that, that's the greatest protection, that's obvious. Because that's what we're doing tzedakah in the ultimate form. And like we spoke about in the last year, whether it's day camps, whether it's tuition, there is nobody who doesn't have a relative that needs to come on to tzedakah. And if you want to do b'derech kavod, you can give it to the parents to give them. You can give it to your in-laws to give them. You could go call up the moistis and find out how many thousands of dollars they owe, and they're sittering, they can't sleep at night because they're not getting admission cards to be let back in, and you could pay there. You're chayv deraisa to do that, like we said in the last year. May we all be zaycha to always be mekayim the halach and shulchan aruch, which is a chayv deraisa, and give tzedakah to our relatives first. And like the Chazanish Pasman, at least half of our tzedakah needs to go to our relatives. And in that schos, may we always be zaycha that Hashem will give us a true protection from the tzedakah in all ways. B'soich shor klal Yisrael.